Every day, you want to do more for the people who depend on you, at work and at home. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're doing more every day to help you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. More options, more efficiency, and more resources for employees, which means more time for life outside of work. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to your business and your life. Visit timeformore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
On NFL Network, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Last night's Game 7 pulled an 18.8 overnight rating, the second highest for a World Series game in the last 13 years. The highest? Last year's Cubs-Indians Game 7 one year ago. Weekend passes for the 33rd Cubs convention go on sale tomorrow at noon. Former Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio has now been hired for the same position with the Tigers. The Red Sox are bringing in Tony La Russa as a special assistant, and Justin Upton has signed a new five-year deal that's worth $106 million with the Angels. The Bulls are off today. They're at the Magic tomorrow in search of their first road win. The Cavs' Tristan Thompson has suffered a calf injury and will probably miss a month. Andrew Luck has officially been placed on IR, ending his season. Thursday night football tonight, the 5-2 Bills visit the Jets. Our coverage on The Score starts at 7. And in action tonight, NIU plays Toledo. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between a cold and flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, number one in proven accuracy. And update also brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Web Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Thank you, my friends. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul Charchin. He was one of our guests on the show. Talked with Charch. Also did a little L.A. and Houston combo with Robert Ford, the Astros play-by-play man, and our friend Andy McCullough from the Los Angeles Times.
His writing has just been so phenomenal.
LA Times. LA Times.
Reprinted often in the Tribune. They're using their corporate synergy.
It's like when you read Sam Farmer doing NFL. Mm-hmm. Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus doesn't write there, but he comes on our show at 10 o'clock, and that happened. Joe Ostrowski and Rick Camp both had the updates. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp were our producers. Campy is a busy man. Ray Diaz does fine work and made a hell of a Starbucks run. And Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. He did! Tomorrow on the show, Hub Arkish and Rich Campbell.
Are there bad Starbucks runs?
Yes. Yes.
Because they take too long or they have wrong things.
If you've ever worked with Speaks before, you know that's the tone setter for the day right there. Are you kidding me? This many ice cubes?
No.
Why don't you just bring me a cup of ice?
No, I'm messing with you. Vanilla syrup, if there's like syrup in it by accident, and yeah. It's usually them. I remember one time Ray Diaz came back with the wrong drink, but they're the ones who screwed up. Mm-hmm. Ray is good at that part of his job.
Well, you've never seen a man man react to something until you've seen Brendan McCaffrey get cheese on anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
NBC Tower.
Throwing
an
stuff.
An intern brought back, and Brendan makes it very clear, hey, man, no cheese on my burger. Please don't put any
doesn't
cheese.
Doesn't like it or lactose like intolerant?
No, he doesn't like okay. cheese, period.
Okay.
Only cheese he eats is on a pizza. Okay. So, because
somehow that doesn't count as cheese. Right. He's tried to explain it before.
That doesn't make any damn sense.
It's his thing. I know.
And the cheese is
mitigated with the tomato sauce.
Right. Like, I don't want lettuce touching a Chipotle bowl for me. It's not why I'm going there. Not going there for lettuce. No need for lettuce to be on it. So the kid goes, I forget which one. He goes and gets the burgers. The burgers. And they bring him back. And I see it in his face that something might not be right. And he walks in, and we all get our food, and Maddie and I get our burgers, and I look down, and I'm like, ooh, that's a cheeseburger. Like, you could tell, like, you know, they mark on a sure. On the packaging, the cheese, whatever. I'm like, ooh, this, Maddie, watch this. Brendan walks in, he's, you know, Brendan loves his food. He walks in, he's rubbing his hands together, what do we got? And he reaches in and picks out a cheeseburger, and he looks back, and he looks in the bag, and there's nothing, that's the last burger, obviously. He takes the burger out of the wrapper, fires it against the wall, it sticks, and then just slides down the wall.
Wow.
The intern is like, did I? I'm like, yeah, man, you kind of messed up. Yeah.
Might a hamburger.
Fold your jersey up and go home, player, because it's not going to be a good one for you.
He's the Rich Hill of cheeseburgers.
He's all mild-mannered until.
Yeah, wow. That was the thing last night.
Bad game.
I called it.
It's the worst game.
I said it's gonna. I hope it's not 5-0 in the second inning.
Yep.
I jump on my DVR and all of a sudden it's 5-0 in the second inning. It sucked. I was waiting for game.
Started Kershaw.
Yeah, but
we talked about it yesterday.
Of course you did, because Joe Sheehan wrote it yesterday.
I think it did it before.
Let me ask you though, because I disagreed actually when Sheehan wrote it, and I didn't hear you talk about it, so forgive me. But you don't know when the most important innings are going to be.
Right.
You don't know. I mean, and if you can't trust Darvish for anything, then how are you going to get through the game,
yeah,
right?
I mean, it's fun hindsight, but you don't know.
And I don't think any manager in the sport would do it.
No. Not on a side day, right?
On in 2 days rest.
Yeah,
someday.
Unless it's CC Sabathian.
Things are changing so rapidly, though, so it's fun.
And actually, Sheehan ended up being wrong about his assessment of what was going to decide the game when he talked about the only way that the Astros can win is if this, and none of those things happened.
Mm.
So it was, they said the Astros would need a dominant performance from their starter, and it's the only way they're going to have a chance. Like, no.
Right. In 2014, when the Royals had to start Jeremy Guthrie in game 7, like, that's the time when maybe you're like, all right, let's do something super unconventional and start someone who's good on short rest or two days rest or whatever. But he's Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
He's good. I think the story about him tipping pitches that Spiegel was talking about today is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. It's not like you mentioned, it's not a small story either. When you've got that in your back pocket to win the damn World Series. I mean, the way they thrash that man every time, every start in this World Series, I
makes me pissed as a Cubs fan.
What did they say the tip was?
Well, he would keep his hand in his glove a little bit longer. It's the Ryan Dempster thing. He would keep his hand in his glove a little bit longer on the off speed stuff, fastball. He got his grip and then he just fired it. So, you know, in the end, Eduardo Perez talked about it. I heard the clip that you guys played.
Jose Contreras, it was the same thing.
Yeah, how about
they told him, you know, on the split finger, dig so and squeeze your glove hand. So they told him, do it with every pitch now.
Yeah. Hey, I enjoyed the hell out of this series. It sucks that it had to end like that.
Yeah.
But the better team won, it seems. You know, it seems like, and I'll ask the both of you this. Contact. You know, we talk about how NFL is a copycat league. And John Smoltz mentioned it throughout the series about the Dodgers and how it'd be great if they had some guys that kind of changed the lineup a little bit. We've talked about it with the Cubs, how maybe this offseason they say, you know what, we'll go get a D. Gordon type or something like that. A guy that can put the bat on the ball no matter what.
Not a lot of those guys, but sure.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Do you think that the game will come back around to guys or caring more about strikeouts and caring more about contact or no?
A lot of the reason for eschewing contact and elevating the ball is to combat defensive shifting, making a ground ball more likely to be an out.
But if you got runners in scoring position 10 times in a ball game and you go 0-10, that's a glaring hole.
In a short series.
And they did that multiple times. Well, if that's the shortcoming of your offense if your offense can't score runs without a home run, I know we get back to the, there's no such thing as small ball anymore, but you don't think that maybe some of these, like, it's like the tanking thing. If everybody's doing it, then nobody's really tanking.
Go the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
It isn't
right.
Just home runs, though. It's also the understanding of how much space there is in an outfield. Instead of having five people in that small space, right, there's three people in that large space and a ball. Look at the huge hit Anthony Rizzo had.
Yeah, you know, I got you.
You want to get it there.
I got you.
Where it's more likely to fall.
It also depends, like, again, covering the Royals. I think they kind of lucked into the team that they had because they couldn't afford great starting pitching and power hitting.
Just so happened 1-9 was
so they were like, all right, let's just get athletic guys who are fast and we'll spend our money on a bullpen. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, now you want to have a good bullpen to get through in the playoffs. And they put the ball in play and it worked for them.
It might not be a personnel issue if you believe Theo Epstein, because when we've asked Theo about it directly, and asked him and said, look, do you need a contact, more contact guys? He bristles at that because he believes that these hitters, the current Cubs, can make more contact.
They need to be more hitters instead of sluggers. It's
correct.
It's
the Schwarber theory. Yeah. And I'm sure he means the same thing about Brian and others. And yeah,
we see it with Baez. Like, Baez has a two-strike approach.
He just doesn't.
He brought up the BHAC.
Yeah, exactly.
There is
what it is.
Sure. Give me on the ESPN body.
Right, exactly.
Nobody wants strikeouts. They're not trying to get strikeouts. But
the baseball culture has become more okay with it.
Of course.
Not wanting it, but being more okay with it.
It's just an out, and it's not a double play.
So it's not going to get back to the other side. It's not like the Louis C.K. bit where you're going to eat your way to the other side of fat. Like,
right.
Like you don't think that baseball is going to say, you know what, man, we got a lot of dudes throwing 97 coming out of those bullpens, and we can get a ball on the ground when there's a guy on second base with no outs. Maybe we squeeze out a couple more games.
Yeah, barrel that baby up. You got two runs.
That's what I'm saying. Not with the teams that can afford the power. You know, maybe the teams.
So it's a market situation.
I know that was a factor in Kansas City.
But here's the difference, though. It's counterintuitive, though, because as long as the ball is like this, you don't have to pay for power. Everybody's powerful.
Sure, right. And they had guys that all had career highs in home runs.
Your
this
number
year too.
Nine hitter is hitting 15 home runs, dude, in some of these lineups. Your fourth outfielder's got 20 homers.
Your leadoff guy in the World Series hit 5 home runs. Like, you go back to some of these old series, like with the Big Red Machine where Pete Rose was doing his thing. The leadoff guy had 0 home runs in those World Series.
Right.
This guy had 5 home runs in the World Series. George Springer, he went 0-for-4 in game 1. He's like, all right, it's time for me to be the
time
best.
Time for me to be the MVP. Right,
exactly. And it's a likable squad, too. I don't know
both
a lot
teams
about
likeable.
I wrote that today, that no matter who won, I was going to be writing about the admiration for a worthy champion. That either one of these is a deserving, worthy. You're talking 100 win teams,
and how they build the organization scouting.
I'm happy for Kevin Goldstein today,
dude.
Man. I
tweeted about it last night. I will never forget when Kevin Goldstein was like, "Hey man, I gotta stop talking to you on Twitter." I'm like, "Why?" He DM'd me. He's like, "Yeah, I just got the gig." I'm like, "Oh, congratulations." I go, "Well, hope you win a World Series, because we used to, you know, we had a relationship with him. We used to go back and forth with him all the time. He talked to me about music that he didn't like that I liked and all that other stuff."
Look, we had one of those shows in DeKalb. He sat with me for an hour talking baseball, and he was a prospectus guy, but not on the quant side of he was always a scouting side guy. And then all of a sudden, he becomes the head of amateur scouting for the Houston Astros out of nowhere. That's just Kevin Goldstein.
Right.
And now he's a big shooter suit who might be in a big chair someday.
Yeah.
He's got a trophy.
And there were some priceless, and I mean priceless, post-game sound bites. We're going to play a lot of these things today. I did not know that their color guy got so involved in the party afterwards. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Neither did I.
Steve Sparks.
We had Robert Ford on earlier, his broadcast partner, because I knew him from back in the day.
I was
what did Sparks do?
Dude, I was listening to some of this, and I kept having
because he's the clubhouse reporter, right? So he goes down.
I kept having to ask Tannehill, like, that's a player, right? He's like, no, dude, this is a guy. It is remarkable to me how fast these dudes can get drunk. And it can't be just beer.
Yeah, like, that was like a John Lester thing.
You gotta be firing shots and then go to beer or something like that. Like 20 minutes in, you can't be that drunk. I don't care.
Baseball players. These guys drink.
Right.
And they weigh 200 pounds.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if your blood is thinner because you're just in game action and you're moving around a little bit more.
What if you started drinking in the eighth? Huh?
That's what we thought about Lester that night.
Dude, how do you get that? Steve Sparks?
Remember Lester said that he left because he couldn't watch it. So what was he doing?
Taking a couple of beers to the head. Man, I didn't get a chance to listen to this.
Sorry, Burley had a beer before he came in and got the save in 2005.
Yeah. Burley probably did that quite often. Yeah.
Beer or two or three.
I didn't get a chance to listen to the Houston Scanner last night, which I always love doing when a team wins a
championship.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, we've got a naked man outside the sack of suds.
There's a couch on fire.
Nicole has gotten used to it. Like, she'll hear the scanner and wake up at like 1 in the morning. She goes, oh, somebody won a championship? I'm like, yeah. I'm just sitting here listening to Detroit be Detroit out here. So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to do that. But there were some gems from old Sparky.
Can I tell you, by the way, every time it comes up about the possibility of a player drinking and then playing in a game, I think of my good friend Bernie Carbo of the Boston Red Sox. Not my good friend. But anyway, 1975.
The hairdresser, right?
Yeah, ended up being the hairdresser. Yes. He was referenced. He had a huge 3-run homer to tie the game in game 6. But here he's what he admitted in April of 2010 about the 1975 World Series and when he hit. I probably smoked 2 joints, drank about 3 or 4 beers, got to the ballpark. That was all before he got to the ballpark.
Right.
Took some amphetamines.
Nice.
Took a pain pill.
The tiger?
Drank a cup of coffee, chewed some tobacco. Had a cigarette.
Had sex with a sheep.
Right. And hosted a radio show.
Yeah.
And then got up to the plate and hit. Then he got up to the plate and hit that night. So a couple joints, some beers, a cup of coffee, a pain pill, some amphetamines, chewed tobacco, had a cigarette, and then got a hit in the World Series.
The Josh Gordon diet.
That's like I said, that's then hosted a radio show.
Could you imagine that's functioning?
Funny. No.
Like, right?
No. And you could stop at the 2 joints part, and I'm good to go there.
After 4 beers, I can't even bowl.
Dude. I mean, the beer and the joint, I think I could host a show. Everything beyond that would be a
challenge. Me and Speaks used to talk about the drunk show all the time. And dude, there's now. Have you ever heard of the Drink Champs podcast?
No.
How about Drunk History?
No. Well, yeah, but this is a podcast with former CNN rapper Noriega from Capone and Noriega, where they sit down and they have now been sponsored by I believe Ciroc Vodka, and they sit down with artists and they go for an hour and a half. And they just drink with the artists. And the stories get better and better as the show goes along. They're sitting there smoking cigarettes. Like, they've gotten, like, 50 Cent doesn't drink. And he went up there and got hammered drunk, told all the stories. Like, he got into, he's like, I probably told on, like, 12 people just now. But I apologize because these guys got us drunk. Me and Speaks always joke about doing the drunk show.
Oh, I know.
Like, that, I don't know what would happen after a while, but, man, So 4 beers, 2 joints, amphetamines, pain pills.
Yeah, right. I couldn't mess with all that.
I shouldn't have.
Well, there was Utah.
Come on now, Speaks.
Was that censorship?
Play those games? Yeah. What is it?
No, here's what it was.
You can't do it?
Every once in a while, me and Manily would have a scotch after the show.
Okay.
Right? So we had a scotch after the show. And one of those days, it was the baseball trade deadline. And there was a White Sox game on. But Ranji decided to go on live on the backup stream to do like an hour of trade deadline conversation. So I had already had see, am I in trouble here?
No, you're good.
I had already had, a couple of scotches.
Well, if you're online, it doesn't matter anyway. Okay, there's no FCC.
We learned that too.
I did 30 minutes of scotch-infused online trading deadline conversation with Chris Ryan.
How was it?
I have no idea.
Well, there was our famous Utah when the Bulls were in Utah playing the.
When
McNeil and I were wasted,
and he showed up on Grobber's show,
and we crashed the Grobstein show because he was doing it from a hotel room, and we had a
wasn't
night.
Wasn't Bill Weir there with you, or was that a different time?
Oh, he,
that was a different night.
It's a
and
different
that was
night.
Also the ground. That was the night they won. That was the night they clinched. And Bill Weir was out of his mind.
Bill Weir was at WGN TV at the time. Is he still a Good Morning America? Or
oh, yeah,
something?
He's big national.
ABC News
okay.
National yeah, guy.
Let's disparage his good name.
No, just the news
wasted on the air overnight with Grodstein.
Obliterated. But McNeil and I were like in the background. First, we started out. We were just in the room as Grodstein is talking.
Those three men in a hotel room overnight.
Oh, wait. That was the night on a street corner that we imbibed with a very, very well-known broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of nowhere, just standing on a street corner in Salt Lake City, not even hiding.
That's good to be.
And
especially.
And they fit in. They don't play for the Jazz. Come on.
And then we ended up, so Grodstein got sick of us just yelling stuff out.
He was trying to do his
like
show.
Some sort of Greek chorus. And then he gave us microphones, and it was it was great.
Gotta find those tapes.
I think we burned those tapes. This station has a lot of those stories where you just crash. Like the old days of the station where guys just came up to the station like, hey, are you doing a show? Can I hang out? And just start talking.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
true.
Man.
Open invite if you guys ever want to hang
out. Do you remember when I was...
Oh, dude, don't say that.
I was covering the music. It was either the Bears or the Bulls, and I was in a hotel room, and the phone rang at like super early in the morning, and it was Jesse Rogers hosting a weekend show by himself early in the morning, and it was a cold call where
the story can't end well.
No, I pick up the phone. Hello, and what are you doing? And Jesse's like, hey, Brizzy, you're on the air.
Oh.
And I said. You know better.
And I hung up. Nice.
Come on.
That's a good one. Consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, what? Yeah. You know, it's a radio thing. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Hope you got what you wanted out of that.
See you later,
Wrong
Jess.
Target.
Well, the best are like when we would do something at Real Time Sports, like a score roast or something like that, and then Grobstein's hosting. At real time?
It just
felt
wrong.
And I'd go over. I did 4 minutes of like, I treasure transition.
I love these guys.
I treasure.
I hate everyone.
Yeah. I think my dad was there, and he's like, I think Spiegel's had a couple.
It's possible.
Maybe, I don't know.
Didn't Rosner.
We had a hotel room.
Yep. Didn't Rosner tell Rich's kid about like the business?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the radio business.
That was after Borz's last show. Yeah. And that was at Borz's last show because me and Barry were there beforehand doing 9 to 1. Then you guys go on.
There's another. Yep.
And I think every person on the right side of the building bought Barry a scotch.
Yep. You slept in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was about to say,
you fell asleep in the kitchen, so don't act like you were innocent.
I fell asleep for an hour.
Like Barry turned into black physicist all of a sudden.
Couldn't get rid of him?
He was teaching. He was buttonholing everybody he could find to tell him about the radio business.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
One of these days, all these stories are going to be more detailed and in someone else's book.
Yeah.
Well, one of these days.
Yeah, so that means we'll have a chapter called Grobber.
Nothing to do with his career.
No.
Just jumping in on his show.
These are the list of people who showed up drunk on Les Grobstein's show. I haven't read the Terry Boris Murph chapter. I haven't read the Murph chapter in the Terry Boris book.
You know it.
Okay. Yeah, right.
You'll just nod.
You will
nod along with all of it.
What do you guys got today?
We got Anthony Heron at 3 o'clock. We got Pete Futek at 4. Some surprises along the way. Talk World Series Game 7. I heard some interesting stuff on the Bears update as I was rolling in. Some really good tape from Mark Sanchez kind of breaking it down as to what a rookie quarterback actually goes through.
It's so interesting.
Mark Sanchez, he is a great talker.
I think he'd be a decent offensive coordinator too. Like that guy, that's a guy who's hung around and been around several different OCs
in
several different cities. He's like you said, he's a great orator. He'll be
at least the QB coach.
How about the irony? Yeah. The irony
play
of that.
Play calling stuff to predict.
Well, but the irony of that when his famous moment on Hard Knocks was blowing off Matt Kavanaugh in an offensive meeting. Remember that? He's like, he's being a complete jag, not even paying attention, and then terrible body language and response to his offensive coordinator, Matt Kavanaugh. And so the irony of like, you mature, and then here you go.
Where's Matt now?
Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is he in Baltimore?
such a hard ass.
I don't know. He's been everywhere.
That guy's such. He never smiled and just such. I mean,
he knew how average he was.
Such a hard ass.
Yeah. Well, and he was around you.
Well, I mean, some guys weren't afraid to cut it up. But
offensive coordinator in Washington.
Washington.
Okay.
Working for Jay Gruden.
Well, so that means he's not doing anything.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good gig, right?
Let me stop before I offend another NFL person. You guys hear what happened yesterday?
No.
With James Lofton.
What'd you do?
It was great.
Oh, I saw somebody tweet about something. You pissed off James Lofton somehow?
I didn't piss him off. He said he was looking forward to watching Andy Dalton in the Jaguars-Bengals game.
Because we knew he had that game. I said, who are you most? He asked, who are you
Call
most
me crazy, but I'm excited about Tyler Palco.
That came up.
And I was like, there's no way in hell you're that excited about that.
I've seen the Andy Dalton experience. Right. It's the same thing every time.
Yeah, and it was like 5 seconds where he didn't say anything. So I was like, all right, you want to play this game of chicken? I won't say anything either. You can make it awkward. I'll dance with you. And then Burnsy comes in. Yeah, Burnsy came in. He's like, all right, James, we'll catch you later. And he was like, all right, guys. I'm like, oh, his phone didn't drop. He just didn't want to answer the question. Oh. And then people got mad. You can't disrespect James Lofton like that. I'm like, dude, nobody.
How dare you with your lack of professionalism calling out the fact that he wants to see Andy Dalton. It's like, I love Andy Dalton.
There's 15 players on that field that you'd rather see than Andy Dalton, but you know, so we probably won't be visiting
the trainers
James
you'd rather see on the field than Andy Dalton.
A weird hill to die on.
Yeah,
I really want to see Andy Dalton.
Yeah, it's probably the last time we'll have James.
Oh, it's too bad. I like James. Yeah,
I do. I was joking with him, but hey, you know,
it just happens. The texters, it just people took it so seriously that a guy called in from
shocking
Madison. Just, yeah, Brad from Madison.
What?
Like, I was unprofessional.
You got that angry about just a silly, awkward radio moment?
You know what? Maybe that guy who called.
That
guy who called and got angry is not going to take it out on somebody else later in the day.
Oh, no, he would.
Maybe you did him a service. Yeah. You did his family a service.
Yeah, that guy didn't have a family. All right, fellas, we'll let you do your thing.
Later,
have a good show. It's Burstyn and Goff on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. So now the national anthem controversy is affecting pizza sales. Seriously. That's what John Snatter, better known on TV as Papa John, is claiming in the wake of a drop-off in his pizza sales and stock price. Papa John's is, quote, the official pizza of the National Football League. According to Snatter, the company's association with the NFL is hurting his sales and stock price because fans who are upset with the league because of the anthem controversy are hesitant to buy the pizza. Yes, seriously. It's hard to imagine how many millions of fans are sitting around Sunday saying, hey, let's order a pizza, but not Papa John's because it's the official pizza of the NFL. For the record, a lot more people associate Papa John's with the myriad commercials Peyton Manning has done than with the NFL. At least, that's what I think of when I think of Papa John's. It's sad that a subject so serious has gotten so silly. I'm John Feinstein.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter.
The crack producer. The crack man. Rick Camp.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th against Purdue Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Last night's Game 7 pulled an 18-8 overnight rating, the second highest for a World Series game in the last 13 years. The highest was the Cubs Game 7 against the Indians last year. Weekend passes for the 33rd Cubs convention go on sale tomorrow at noon. And former Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio has officially been named the pitching coach with the Detroit Tigers. The Red Sox bring in Tony La Russa as a special assistant, and Justin Upton has signed a new five-year, $106 million deal with the Angels. The Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they take on Minnesota. The Bulls are off today as well. They're in Orlando tomorrow in search of their first road win. The Cavs' Tristan Thompson suffered a calf injury and will probably miss a month. Andrew Luck has officially been placed on IR. He's still recovering from January's shoulder surgery. And Thursday Night Football, the 5-2 Bills take on the Jets. Coverage tonight on The Score starts at 7. And in Maction, NIU plays their rival, Toledo, tonight. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, home safe home. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
The water experts.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Yes, these two I call them the Blues Brothers.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, don't do that. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. We're going to be joined by Anthony Herron at 3 o'clock to talk some football. In other news comes your way at 3:40. Pete Futek is on at 4. It's on. Will be at 5:30. There are a couple surprises in the works also. And yet another giveaway for you when you hear the cue to call number 6 to the Scores contest line is going to win two tickets to the special Terry Bores show, kicking off the book signing tour for A Score of a Lifetime at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on November 15th.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I know people are getting their books that pre-ordered them. I know there's a bunch of books flying around here at the station. Should be fun. Get your book signed and make sure you're listening, because we could drop that sounder on you at any point during the show.
312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinGoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at BernsteinGoffShow. Jason's logging in to the Facebook page.
Yes.
And by liking the 670 The Score page, you can be part of the conversation there, interacting with the show and the station. Also, Facebook Live and watch670thescore.com is where you can find our video feed, and that is directed by Brian Gertz.
How about if Pui shows up right now and be like, hey, Key, let me give you one of these. Do you allow him to?
Not from San Francisco, bro.
Yeah, Keith Hernandez, when Puig pretended to try to lick him, was saying, oh, I'm not from San Francisco, bro. And you know what's funny?
Whoopsie daisy!
He is from San Francisco. What? Actually, that's the funniest thing.
Apparently, yeah, I missed out on the complete party as soon as the final
that
out
was before
had.
The game.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
So no one was even sauced up.
No, that was Puig before the game, and Puig's like, what if I try to lick you? He's like, I'm from San Francisco, bro.
Well, I mean, you know.
Come on.
You get to find out who your heroes are.
Yes. And then he was.
I'm not from. So he's implying, right. Hey, don't lick me. I'm not gay.
Right.
That's what he was trying to get across.
Yeah, I don't think Puig was trying to say that he was gay. He just likes licking things.
Yes, he licks everything. So if you move to San Francisco or are born within the city limits, are you immediately gay in Keith Hernandez's eyes?
And he was born in San Francisco, California. That's what I, like, so, he's saying, I'm not from San Francisco. Yes, you are.
Oh, the protest. That's what that is. That's the young protest, my friend.
That's where you were born.
Oh, okay.
So you should, all right. I don't know.
All right, here's Blanco.
Yeah, I mean, look, understand, Puig doesn't care about your sexual orientation or any preferences. He just likes licking things.
He enjoys it.
He always has his tongue out, and it's his way of tasting the world.
Certain,
he's like a
certain
snake.
Certain babies and kids have oral fixations. You know, you get your thumb suckers, your nail biters, you know. This.
And some animals use their tongue more than others to make sense of their world.
What, wasn't going to liken Yasiel Puig to an animal? That's why I went with kids? Yeah. They smell because yes. the thermal sensors mm-hmm. are in
yes.
their
correct. Maybe he cavity. Has some. Maybe it's thermal sensors.
Like once again, I'm not gonna liken Yasiel Puig to an animal. I'm just gonna say maybe some babies and kids have oral fixations. Maybe he was one of those kids.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned the website either. The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that. And I should mention the remainder of the producers' staff: Nick Shepkowski,
Bregman now with a runner at second, nobody out. To the right side, Darvish has to get over, tough play, wild throw and into the dugout. Astros take the lead. And the score is Springer.
That's right.
Let's effing go.
Boom mics everywhere.
Roll damn tide.
Yeah.
So wait, the texters say that it was Big Poppy that was trying to lick him.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Ortiz talking
Were they talking about Puig?
I don't know.
Okay, that's how it came up. Right. They were discussing Puig licking things, and then Big Poppy was trying to lick
him. Big Poppy wants to lick you, you've been licked. Just chalk it up to
just
a licking.
Assume you're about to be licked. The problem is that Big Poppy also might just take a bite out of you. If he gets a salt shaker out, then you got other issues because he might like it too much.
I just loved his darn rolling good times.
I can't even speak to it.
I've
never seen
it. Poppy wasn't the mom from Good Times? Go ahead and take a look at Esther Rolle. Let me know. Have you ever seen Esther Rolle and David Ortiz in the same place before? Just saying. Our Sultan of Sound.
Esther Rolle.
Yeah. Yeah, audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
The champagne corks will be popping. Let's go down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse.
Players are 18 seconds away from the clubhouse. 18 seconds away from the clubhouse with the players. Got a lot of people in here.
The guys that didn't participate are only ones in here.
Martes, Feliz, Hoyt, and then some front office guys. What? We're waiting off some guys.
Clippers in here.
All right, here they come. I saw Marwin. There's the beard. I saw Dallas Keuchel. There's the beard. Marwin! Woo! Cintrone!
Quit yelling.
I saw Goody Osborne with the devil.
Dude.
I saw Goody Good with the devil.
That was the color guy. That's not a player with a microphone. That's the guy, as Tanny Hill.
What are you doing?
As Tanny was explaining to me, that's the guy who's like, yeah, that was a 2-1 fastball. I think he might go off speed here.
I'm going to change his eye level with his next pitch.
Then all of a sudden, he turns into drunk Ed Farmer.
No, but what was with like the Jim Gaffigan falsetto voice going on? Huh? That's what I couldn't.
I like to hear guys yell voices.
He's doing multiple characters there. He had 3D. He had his regular voice, and then he was doing some sort of
and
weird
a narration
falsetto
too. A narration
voice,
of everything
and then
that he saw.
Screamy voice.
Let me get that one more time, Tanny, because that Steve Sparks is amazing.
The champagne corks will be popping. Let's go down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse.
Players are 18 seconds away from the clubhouse. 18 seconds away from the clubhouse with the players. Got a lot of people in here.
The guys that didn't participate are only ones in here.
Martes,
are they the punks?
Wait. And then some front office guys. What? We're waiting off some guys.
Clippers in here.
All right, here they come. I saw Marwin.
The real
There's
man.
There's a beard. I saw Dallas Keuchel. There's a beard. Marwin! Woo! Cintrone!
Dude, we've got...
Are you saying there's a beer or there's a beard?
Beard.
Okay.
Yeah, the big beards on Dallas Keuchel. Yeah, man. I think we got a few more.
We have so much of that. I want to get to all of it.
And make sure you do. I don't care what we're talking about at any point in this show. Change the direction with that.
We
got to
carve out some time for that.
Oh, you want to dedicate an entire segment to it, or just drop it in?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right, no doubt.
I really do.
We'll put it
like
on
a segment
clock.
An hour. There's that much.
I am down because I, after the game was done, I'm like, all right, I'm good. You know, I don't need to watch the post game or whatever. But man, I came in this morning, and as soon as I walk into Tanny's room, I hear this dude screaming. And I'm like, which player was that drunk? He's like, no.
That's
Sparky. So we got a lot of that
for
you.
And by the way,
Jake Mrazek just gave you an aggressive hug, let's just say.
I'll give him a kiss if you want. I'll give him a kiss right now.
Give him a little kiss. Give him a little kiss. Turn around. That was a kiss on the ear, and George was repulsed.
Now it's getting weird.
Yep. No. I think Tanny has like 15 of these, by the way.
Give him a little kiss.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else has played it this
you
morning
can touch
or
him
midday.
Too if you want.
Midday show said they didn't get any of this.
Oh, my God.
This is where it's at okay, today.
By the way, last thing, George, Retro Jersey, you got to blow that crap up. Yeah. Retro Jersey Sports Illustrated, 2017 Houston Astros champ. Unbelievable, right?
No, Maddie.
That's the color commentator.
Your Esther Roll David Ortiz mm-hmm. thing. That is remarkable.
Same person.
That is remarkable.
Same person. David Ortiz was married to James Evans and lived in the projects
That's
in Chicago in 1972.
Frighteningly yeah. perfect. Yeah. This segment brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Yeah, if you enjoy drunken Steve Sparks post-World Series victory commentary, you're going to have a really, really fun day with the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Feel bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, VITAS.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
CBS Sunday. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gives a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted 3 absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. There's one way he ran
calls.
Off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Big Bang Theory.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Jay Toy dated a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. My idol! My Fires had a mustache and the team never lost! Woo! George Springer, MVP.
Yeah, there's a lot.
No.
There's a lot.
No.
That's Steve Sparks, the color guy for the Astros radio network.
Wow.
that's when you're partying a little too hard and guys are like, hey man, hey, we won this. You know? Back off, Stevie. Yeah, there's more where that came from. Chris Tannehill is one of those days where Tanny just sits back and puts his legs up and lets Steve Sparks do the work for him. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Make sure you tune in on Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com as well.
This segment was brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. Look, there's always some player that you remember.
Okay.
Whether it's Lamar Hoyt falling asleep with a burrito on his chest when the White Sox won the division in
83.
Or the year later, my memory was Steve Trout of the victorious Cubs the night they clinched the division. Steve had himself some interviews that night. And, you know, being around the Bulls as much as I was. And God, I hated those celebrations. It's when you're actually covering, when you're a reporter and all you're thinking about is get out of here with my equipment working and not smelling like cigars and like you're covered in plastic, your equipment's covered in plastic.
It's a big moment for them though.
I know, but I'm just saying, but to do that in a small, the way the locker rooms used to be, just knowing you had a job to do and everybody's back at the station, you know, they're, you know, waiting for tape. Mm-hmm. They're hitting my beeper, hitting my clip, buzzing me, asking me to send the tape. And I'm just trying to survive and harvest enough sound. And then you really, you know, there's, yeah, because MJ, you talk about getting drunk quick. It never took him long to be, you know, sticking his tongue in your ear. But yeah, he never took him long.
Yeah, I remember Ron Harper as a kid listening to Ron Harper with his speech impediment and him saying the word sit. S-I-T.
Yeah, that's tough.
Over and over again. And I'm like, he's not saying sit, guys. I'm waiting for someone to dump it because he was sitting there like, sit. And I'm like, Yeah, Ron is not really saying the words you guys.
That's not what he's saying.
Exactly. Well, he was trying to explain how he felt, and he kept saying that word. I'm like, you guys, he's not saying he wants to take a seat, fellas.
Right. It was always a problem when Akeem Olajuwon would talk about focus. Because with his accent, no, the O sounded like
Mm-hmm.
So
instead of focus,
we must
the other
have.
Word, the other
I'm like,
word, right, right.
And I would always like, what? You must have what?
You're talking about the night before, right. Maybe.
Got it now. You're saying focus.
Now that I think about it, what memorable tape or interactions did we get from the Sox World Series that didn't happen? Like,
Coop.
Well, Bruce on the other station saying,
thank you.
Famously, here they come. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome. But other than that, is there anything that stood out?
Yeah, Coop didn't go to sleep. So he was on the morning show the next day, right? And he supposedly was
half in the bag.
Yeah. It was like talking to a shellfish. At that point, he was like,
and of course, a year ago today, the Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years.
Parties never stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. Those dudes.
In the office,
went everywhere.
Yeah.
A couple of them went to Paris Club. I mean, obviously, we think about the Hawks and Dustin Byfuglian and Patty Kane. And
where's my cup?
And Duncan Keith and his references to Stalin or something.
Mussolini. Yeah, we're gonna live every day as a lion.
Yeah, winning championships brings the best out of people. We've got more Steve Sparks for you.
Yes,
as the show goes along.
A lot more.
Yes,
all day.
I believe Tanny has more than Steve Sparks would like
all
you to have.
All Steve Sparks all day. This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington stores your coat headquarters for your family. Hurry in and save on anoraks, faux leather, quilted bombers, plus boots, scarves, hats, and gloves, too. Burlington style for everyone. I haven't heard any of the Steve Sparks stuff, so it's just going to be just coming all day.
And some World Series notes from last night's game, some things that happened, the culmination of careers, a very, very special career as well.
Got to get to the Pizza Wars also.
All right, we'll do that. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Jump in the conversation, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You're listening to 670 The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game. Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He's a
a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver.